everyone. This is Maura and
Harp.
And we're here with the Chatterbox podcast at Culips. That's culips.com. So you can go to our website to see the transcript and more explanations in our lip service. This episode, Harp and I are going to chat. We're going to chat about Harp's recent trip to India.
Ooh, exciting.
It is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I've never been there, but I imagine it's a pretty amazing place to visit.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. So, was it your first time there, Harp?
It was actually my second time to India.
Okay, great. Sounds like a good trip. So, we're going to talk about the weather in India because it's very different from the weather in Canada. And we're also going to talk about food because Indian food is so delicious. And then we're going to talk about shopping because Harp did a lot of shopping when she was in India.
I did a lot of shopping.
Okay, so first, tell us about the weather. What was the weather like when you were there?
Okay, well, the first time that I went to India, I went in early February. So my family's from Punjab, which is the northern part of India, and it was colder. You had to wear jeans and a sweatshirt.
But
this time, I went in the end of March. So spring is there, and it's beautiful. It was the perfect time to visit, I think, for anyone from North America, because it's not too hot, and it's not cold.
Okay, yeah. So it's just hot? Like, is there rain, or does it get cloudy?
Okay, so I was there for 2.5 weeks, and for 2 weeks and 4 days, it was perfect.
Nice.
But one day, out of nowhere, this crazy rainstorm came and it was horrible. But other than the one day, it was beautiful.
Okay, so now let's talk about the food because Indian food is pretty delicious. I love Indian food and I'm sure when you were there, you had a lot of excellent food.
It was delicious. It's my favorite type of cuisine by far because
sure.
I grew up with it. But in India, it's even better than the Indian food in Canada because it's so fresh. My family lives really close to farmland, if not on farmland. So any vegetables you eat, anything, it's so fresh. And for me, the surprising thing was that they don't use any sort of pesticides or herbicides on any of the food that they bring into the house because they don't grow vegetables for sale. It's only the wheat and they don't use pesticides. And so even things like turmeric, which is the essential spice of Indian cooking, I saw it in its natural, like, root form. While in Canada, I've only seen a powder, which is orange.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought of what it looked like, but I saw what it came from. And it was, and the fruit, all the pomegranate, the oranges, the apples, everything was fresh and delicious.
Yeah. So did you eat in restaurants or did you eat at your family's home mostly?
We liked to eat at home because that's the freshest and it's so delicious. But we ate in restaurants quite often. And the funniest thing is that the smallest restaurant is usually the best in India. It's just like a small family who's just trying to make a living and they just cook the same as they would cook for their family. So it's so fresh and delicious. So lots of different curries and just delicious food.
Yeah, I already feel hungry.
Me too.
Were there a lot of meat dishes?
I try to avoid meat just because not everyone has a refrigerator, so I don't know how they keep the meat. But in the village where I was staying, where my family is from, they would kill the chicken that day and then cook it. So it's very fresh and it's delicious. So I'm a big meat eater and I loved it. But I ate meat, I think, 3 times only the whole time. The thing is, Indian food is essentially vegetarian, so you don't really even miss it because there's so much variety and
so good, so delicious.
So delicious.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about the other very important activity in your trip, which was shopping. Tell us about really why you went to India.
Basically, I went to India for shopping. I have 2 sisters, and my older sister is getting married this summer. So My mom, my older sister, my younger sister, and myself, we went to India to buy clothes. And you can do Indian clothes shopping in Canada, for sure. There's lots of stores, but the selection and the price in India is unmatched. So we went to get her wedding outfits to wear in the wedding. So example, her wedding lehenga, which is like a wedding dress.
Okay.
But an Indian wedding is 5 or 6 days long, and you need to wear a different outfit for each event.
Wow.
So that's 4 girls in my family, or 4 women in my family, times 6 events. You have a lot of clothes you need to buy and to wear. So, yeah, we did shopping every day.
And what is shopping like in India?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's completely different from North America.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I guess if you go to a shopping mall in India or in Delhi or in one of the big cities, it's the same. But
okay.
We were looking for Indian clothes. So we were trying to buy the saris, the lehenga, the suits. And I'll put pictures on the website so you can understand what those mean. But so you go into a store and the first thing, you sit down right away. There's no walking around this store. You
Sounds
sit down.
Good.
Yeah. It's very relaxing. And first they ask you, do you want something cold to drink? Do you want some cha, which is tea, or do you want some snacks? And you really can't say no. Like, you have to accept one thing. So even if you say just a glass of water, they'll bring you that. Then they ask you what type of clothes you're looking for. So you can say, I don't know, like a party outfit or something to wear at the house. Because for the wedding ceremony and the wedding events, 3 or 4 of the festivities happen at home, and those are more relaxed. And then there's the couple of big events that happen in a hall or in a restaurant that you need more fancy clothes. So they would start with saying what kind of clothes and what colors and how much embroidery you want. And then they would pull everything off the shelves. If we would like something, we would pull it to the side. And then at the very end, they would show us the pieces that we had thought were nice. And it was very exciting because you just sat there and saw the most beautiful colors and textures and fabrics and designs. And for example, with the sari, so it's about, I think it's about 9 feet of fabric, and you wrap it around yourself. So if you see something that you think is pretty, you stand up there and they wrap it around you to see what the colors look on you, to see how it falls. So it's such an interactive experience, even though you're sitting there. So it's just out of this world.
So how long do you spend in one store?
3 hours, probably.
Yeah. Wow. So you don't just casually go into a store. You plan, okay, this is a store that looks good. We're going to go in here.
Yeah, no, definitely. Even, for example, a shoe store. If you go into a shoe store, you're not going to go look at one thing that's on the wall. They're going to pull out pretty much every pair of shoes in your size in the store. You're going to try on everything that they have. You're going to see everything because they just have such amazing selection, and they don't display everything, and they want to show you personally so they can see it, feel it, touch it, everything. It's just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so when you go into a store and you stay for a few hours and you eat and you drink, you usually have to buy something at the end, I guess?
If you didn't like everything within maybe the first 20 minutes, you would leave.
Okay.
But we would go to stores with people who are from India, and they would only take us to the best stores, or to the stores that had the best quality, or to the stores that had the best selection. So we didn't have that much time that we could go to every single store in the city, because there's a lot of selection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But it wouldn't be okay to go and stay for a few hours and then say, oh, actually, I didn't like anything. See you later.
Yeah, that would be very bad manners, because they're putting all their energy. And it's not just one salesperson. It's usually a team of at least 5 to 6, 7, 8 people, because then they're unwrapping all the clothes. They have to fold it all again. They have to put it all away. So it's a lot of time and energy on their part.
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I think.
If you don't like it in the beginning, you say it right away and you leave. But okay. We didn't really go to a lot of stores we didn't like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much for talking to us about it.
No problem.
I'm really interested. Maybe one day I'll get a chance to go to India too.
It's quite fantastic. I think it's an experience for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, thanks a lot, Harp.
No problem.
And yeah, like we said, if you want more information about this conversation, you can simply go to our website. Thanks a lot. This has been Maura and
Harp.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.